Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPietro and Rothenberg.
Do you not have smart TVs? Use the app on your phone, then simulcast it to your smaller TV.
No, I can't do it.
I don't even know what that means.
The setup's trash. I was sold a smart home. The house is not smart. It's dumb. The whole thing is dumb. I hate it.
Simulcast it to your smaller TV.
Well, you can shoot it up there, yeah, which is genius. Trust me, I've tried.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. That's out of my wheelhouse.
It's DPietro and Rothenberg.
All you did was kiss his butt. Oh, Don, I know we have to go to break, but I love having you on. Can I ask you more questions?
On 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is the good stuff. Just let it soak in.
Let it breathe.
Eric Church, baby. You ever hear the song about Springsteen by Eric Church?
Oh, it's terrific.
Oh, it's an homage, really, to the great Bruce Springsteen. This guy is something else, huh?
Flew to California, drove to Alabama.
Oh.
East to Wichita, caught a ride in a van. Paddled in a boat and pedaled.
How good is this? I mean, does it get better than this?
No, I'll tell you what's better than this, and you're burying the lead here. What's happening at the 6 o'clock hour here? I mean, you're burying it. We're already 3 minutes in.
Yeah. You can vote on Host Sadness.
No, stop. I mean, come on. You're checked out. Don't check out on me now.
No,
I need you today.
Listen, I was cheated. Something terrible happened. Host Sadness is starting. I got to be honest, I didn't even remember it was happening.
All right, listen. Don't blame me.
I defended you.
RJ abandoned you is what happened.
So you're looking to blame RJ for Host Sadness crumbling the way it did?
It just so happens that the day RJ's gone, he's in Vegas, and then we have Ty. Clearly, the morning show is too big for Ty because he can't get the comment boxes or the podcast. That's the day where we go online with the voting 8 minutes late, and then
this
there's 4,000 votes.
Yep. Yes. 48 votes are in. I will vote for you right now. There. You are up 57-43.
It's too close. Way too close.
It's 49 votes in.
I know, but it's too close already.
Oh, my God. How many votes? What do you think the over-under is? RJ, at Caesars, your beloved Caesars, what would you put the over-under on number of votes in this titanic matchup between Kay and Rick?
I would love to get to 8,000, 9,000 again.
8,000 only happens when the bots get involved.
Well, I was going to say, but they need to come in at a more glacial pace. I can't have 4,400 votes in 8 minutes or whatever.
Well, unless they're for me. And then we'll accept it.
So how would you feel if you won, but there was cheating?
I'm fine with it.
Are you really?
No, you're not. Is Don fine with it? Don knows that you were cheated. Is he still, has he moved on?
I don't think Don felt great about it, no.
All right, I didn't say I would feel great about it, but I would take the win.
Well, I don't think Don will continue to say, we should redo this. Let's let Andrew throw it on the poll here, and let's revote.
Well, that's a lack of respect for you is what that is.
Why are you bringing me into the mix here?
Well, I'm just saying, if he's that confident that he can roll out a new vote and he's still going to crush you, that clear. I mean, he doesn't think that people like you as much as him.
I think
toolbox
that's possibly
secure.
True. But it would have been a great matchup. He won it unfairly, and I think everyone would agree with that. I think even he knows, Michael knows, Peter knows it was an unfair victory. Tainted, and he'll have to live with that.
This is what happens, though. RJ's away, and all hell breaks loose.
Maybe I didn't bring it up because I didn't think it would be ready at 6:05. Maybe I was buying some time, because 6:08 is usually when this thing gets rolling.
I mean, he's out of piano bars, being a voyeur and everything else. God forbid he's here when you need him.
100 votes in. You're up 64-36%, which I guess means you have 64 and he has 36 with 100 votes in.
That would make
sense.
That's
good.
That would make sense.
That would make a lot of sense. So that's good. You should feel happy about that. Early votes in your favor.
I won't be happy till 12:01.
Oh, you're, will you? How many times will you look at what's going on today?
A lot. I hate to say it, but a lot. I'm invested now.
I mean, you should be walking around the neighborhood, knocking on doors. The man that walks the neighborhood in a suit, why do you stop him as he walks by the house and say, excuse me? What's his name, Mr. Umberto?
Oh, no. Oh, so I get, what, abducted?
What's his name, that man
I have
that
no idea what his name is.
You don't know your neighbor's name?
No.
Oh, you're a creep.
I know my immediate neighbor's
name. The guy, there's like four people that live in your little gated cul-de-sac.
There's more than four, yeah.
And this is a guy that's dressed to the nines all the time, walks the neighborhood in a three-piece suit, and you've never once introduced yourself and found out his name and what
he's called. Who the hell are you?
Because that's the guy that screams to you, hey, go see what his name is. Maybe swing by his house.
But at
the guy who's dressed up in a suit and dress shoes walking the neighborhood.
Yeah. I hope he tips your garbage right over.
Well, I don't understand. A car accident tipping my garbage over. I mean, when does this stop?
It doesn't. I got so many of these. I can play all day.
I called you again yesterday. No answer. Again.
But yeah, because if you actually listened to me, you knew that I was at another one of Ben's baseball games. But you don't care.
No, I listened to you. I was at dance. I just want you can't pick up the phone while you're freezing.
No, I'm at the game. I'm scoring the game. I'm at the game. I'm sitting there and free. My fingers aren't working properly. No, I can't pick up the phone. If you're at Milo's hockey game, should I call you and then we'll have a conversation?
By the way, have you seen the the Biblioteca logos? Terrific.
Terrific. The music just went away.
Yeah, because Santi's done with you. You're dead to him.
Well, I don't know what I've done to Ray. That's fine. Honestly, it's fine. I'm just trying to. I'm in self-preservation mode.
Let me ask you a question. This is a serious question.
I want to get to the calls, but go ahead.
I know. Will, and again, I'm not trying to jinx anything, but I mean, they're clearly a playoff team. Will we be going together to any Rangers playoff games?
Well, herein lies the problem. I would like to. Raymond goes also. I would love for the three of us to be able to go, and then Ray to be there and maybe stop by, say hi. But here's the issue, and I mean this, and I'm not kidding. I don't want to go to a game if you're going to be anti-Rangers and be a jerk about it.
No, I'm not going to, and root for the other team? No, that's not what
well,
I'm going to do. I don't like
Pittsburgh. I can absolutely see you do that.
100%. No, I wouldn't do that. No.
100%. I could see you going there and rooting for the Hurricanes or the Penguins or the Lightning, and then me being thrown off my game and not being able to concentrate the way I need to, and then all of a sudden you win. If you give a verbal agreement you won't do that, then yes, I would like to go to games with you.
All right, so let's go, the three of us.
All right, RJ, you in? Or are you busy those nights?
The nights that haven't been established yet?
Exactly.
The no.
TGD nights. Are you busy
or
you're good?
Schedule.
No, I'll be there. We'll have to orchestrate some kind of sleepover after, or I'll have to use the garbage chopper to get to work, but we'll figure it out.
Nice.
I have a beautiful drawer you can sleep in at home at the house.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, look at you two guys brought your very mature little son. Hey, little guy.
Don't be mad at me because of my dashing young good looks.
Wow. Yeah,
you have beautiful hair, too.
And he is
and
handsome.
You were in Vegas. And
he
you were
is
in Vegas.
Handsome.
And you didn't take us with you.
I invited
you. Wouldn't
you.
Go, please.
No,
you know what,
you
RJ?
On the plane.
Stop it. They asked us to go to Vegas for the draft. We're all like, yeah, we want to go. Guys, all right, if I can get you to go to Vegas for the draft. No, I can't go. So stop it.
I have to work.
Oh, nobody wants to hear it. Let's go to the calls. John and Elizabeth. John, you're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great.
I've been better.
Good. I just want to say, first of all, within a few years, Don, Michael, and them are going to retire. You guys are going to be the premier show on the radio, hands down.
Those guys will never.
Michael
guys
will
never
go.
Leaving.
Don will. I think be around for quite a while. But Peter's younger than me.
Peter drove the show and everything yesterday for them.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah, but
thank you.
You guys are surpassed them, no problem. Your show is. Your show right now is probably the best on the show, on the radio. Wow.
I will die very soon, unfortunately.
We'll take it. And those are very nice words, and I tend to agree with you. Continue, John.
I just want to comment about Julius Randle. I was going to say, remember last year with Javi Baez? I mean, Javi Baez, with the season that he had, I think would have been re-signed. But his attitude and the culture that he set in the clubhouse, you had to get rid of him. And I think the same thing with Julius Randle. He's got to go.
I think that is the consensus. And thanks
Javi
for the
Baez actually won the fan base back, though, late in that season after the whole thumbs down thing.
Yeah, because I think you have to. Are you talking about Baez?
Well, no, because Baez played well after that whole thumbs down thing. I mean, he played really well down the stretch.
But
people started rooting for him.
If Julius Randle starts going for 24-13 and leading this team to wins, and all of a sudden things change, it would also change for him.
Well, but it's not just again with Julius Randle, it's not just the production though. Right, like he's not having a terrible season. It's the attitude.
He's not having a very good season.
Like, people aren't going to rally around someone that doesn't look like they want to be here or like enjoying playing for the Knicks right now.
No, he's turned off the fan base. And let's not lose the fact that he's not having a very good season. He's shooting 41% from the floor.
No, but I gave you the list that he's on yesterday. Like, he's not having a terrible season.
No, he's not having you're right, he's not having a terrible season. But is that what when you came into this season?
No.
If I would have said to you, guess what, Rick? What? Julius Randle won't have a terrible season. Would you be like, oh, I can't wait to watch that? No.
No, but I'm just saying it's all of it, though.
Yes. It's his attitude, the lack of caring, what it seems, 41%, all of it.
And I think there's a level of frustration that, I mean, from the fan base, that Tibbs gives him the kind of leash that Tibbs has given him.
They were chanting for obviously he's lost the fan base. They were chanting for Obi Toppin. He has completely lost the fan base. Al in Holbrook. Al, you're next up. Good morning on 98.7.
Good morning, guys. Real quick, I got 2 points, and I don't want to be long-winded. Julius Randle got to go. And the reason why I say this is because it's not about him struggling. All the Knicks struggle. The reason why I think he's losing the fan base is because of his antics. Arguing with speaking to the ref while his defensive assignment runs down court and scores. You know, technicals down the stretch, missed free throws, crucial free throws down the stretch. I think those things, because his numbers suggest that he's third in the league. Only three people in the league has his number. I mean, two other people in the league has his numbers. So it's not about the numbers. It's just his antics. When you have antics and they lead to the detriment to wins, that loses the fan base. And secondly, the guy who I think that has won the fan base, lost the fan base, won the fan base, lost the fan base, I would say A-Rod. A-Rod was loved until the whole Jeter thing came up, and not so much. And then he struggled, not so much. And then he won 2009. They loved him again.
He was great,
and
too.
Steroids come out. Not so much.
Yeah,
well, he's
the
team,
one.
I mean, that's not great.
He might be the one, but I don't think you want to be compared to A-Rod. DPHR Rothenberg presented by Progressive Insurance. Time for a little Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
A-Rod owns his own jet. I mean, what are we talking about here?
What do you mean?
You wouldn't want to be compared to A-Rod?
Well, no, I don't think as how a fan base looks at you, you would. I'm not talking about his wealth.
Yeah, but people, everyone loves A-Rod now, all of a sudden.
I don't understand how, to be honest with you.
Listen, it amazes me too.
It's one of the great mysteries. The guy said he's going to sue the Yankees and their doctors and all of it. And now it's like, oh, we love him?
Can't get enough of him.
I for the life of me, I can't understand how he has transformed his image.
It's amazing. Amazing. But he did it.
He did. Listen, when you hear him speak, he's got a real likability factor. He's a good-looking guy. But for the life of me, I can't believe that he has gone to the depths that he has gone to. And now when you ask a Yankees fan about A-Rod, they're like, oh, yeah, sure, A-Rod. Like, there's a positive feel about him.
From the depths to now, I mean, the very top.
He's got his own jet. That's not what I was saying.
No, I know. But, I mean, it's worked out well for him.
Well, financially.
But here's certainly the other thing, though, too. Just to, I mean, before we go to break. This is what happens, though, right? I mean, with the Knicks fan wants to blame somebody for why they haven't, you know, reached their expectations this season. So who are you going to blame?
Face of the team? You can't blame Barrett. Barrett's had a good season. So who are you going to blame? One guy and one guy only. Well, listen, Leon Rose, but he's so behind the scenes.
You don't even hear from Leon Rose. You can't.
Yeah,
you
no, I know.
For?
You're right.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm interested in hearing this. Steve in the Bronx says, I can't go to Rangers playoffs games. Why, Steve, can I not go?
You can go. You can't take Rick with you.
Why?
Someone's
going
to teach him the game, Steve. Somebody has no idea what's going on.
What? I'm
Rick,
sick of you.
You couldn't even cuddle them last week. You wouldn't even cuddle them. You threw them in the trash.
Yeah, it's a good point.
So did Dave. Dave, that's his team, and he threw them in the trash.
Well, I don't think they're going to win the cup.
You couldn't even bring it. As a hockey guy, you should know that the Rangers have a shot to win the cup.
I never said they don't have a shot. That. Realistically, Steve, you're a Rangers fan. You love them. I get that. You look at this team and think they're going to win the cup.
100%.
All right. Well, I hope you're right.
That's just blind faith, though, man. I mean, you're talking about having to get through Pittsburgh, Carolina,
Tampa
or Florida probably,
and then Colorado.
Maybe Calgary or Colorado in the finals. Good luck.
See, I don't understand why if you look at one of your own teams and just says and say I don't see them going on a run and winning the whole thing, why you're not a legitimate fan.
I hate that. I love Steve. I think it makes you more of a fan if you can be honest with what your team is.
I had a friend growing up that it was a North Carolina basketball fan, and that's part of the reason I hate them. This guy's great, that guy's great. I'm like, yeah, but this guy just went 4 of 12. Yeah, but he'll be great next game. Like, but this game he was bad, right? Yeah, but he's a great guy, and I just want to root for. It's like, come on.
See, that's the problem. I mean, and there lies the problem with Julius Randle, though, is that there's too many fans in New York like us that
We were shaped by New York, right?
Yeah, I mean, I played here. Yeah, I know. I was booed plenty of times at the Coliseum.
Right. Our sports fandom and the way I grew up, I mean, I'm from here, is that this is what you do. When a guy's great, you love him and he's one of your own. When he's bad, you boo him. That's how it is.
That's how it is. Because this city has high expectations for their teams and for their players.
And they're not okay with losing, especially when they think that it should be better. There's nothing worse than wasted potential. And I think that's what this Knicks team has done this year. Not that they should have been the 4 seed, but there's no way you can convince me that they don't, even talent-wise, have enough talent to be a top 10 team in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, see, I don't know about that.
Top 10?
I don't know about that. I don't.
I mean, RJ Barrett's a terrific player.
I know, but when you look at these other teams that struggle, though, man, I mean, I think the Lakers are a good example. The Lakers have LeBron James. I know Russell Westbrook's having a bad season, and Anthony Davis has been hurt. But LeBron James is leading the league in scoring, and they're out of the play-in. As good as they were last year, they caught a lot of teams sleeping on him because no one had any expectations for the Knicks. Julius Randle caught a lot of people sleeping on him, and they had an awesome season. And then all of a sudden, Atlanta has to take them serious because it's the playoffs. And guess what? They get exposed.
Totally exposed.
Right. So now coming into this season.
Right.
And our additions were Kemba Walker at point guard, and we have no Derrick Rose because he's been hurt?
Well, that's on Leon Rose.
Of course it is. But has anyone? Where is Leon Rose? Have you seen him?
When was the last time, honestly, when was the last time you heard from Leon Rose?
I can't tell you. I don't remember.
You don't even know when it was.
No, because it hasn't been. I mean, because he hasn't said anything.
Can you say something?
Yeah, I mean, at least come out and support your call. Do something.
Something. I mean, when this season ends, you have to hear from Leon Rose. He has to give a State of the Union, right?
Yeah, you have to.
By the way, you see the good news for Brooklyn? It looks like you will not be going up to Toronto for that one game.
That's one of the reasons last night that as much as I hate when they lose, the fact that it was Charlotte that they lost to, it has a negative impact on Brooklyn, made me feel good.
Right, because Charlotte is what, only half a game behind Brooklyn now, right?
Yeah, because I would like to see Brooklyn have to win two games to try to get into the playoffs.
But imagine that one game hosting Atlanta. Was it Richard Jefferson who had the soundbite? I think he's right. I'm not saying they wouldn't win that game, but Trae Young could go bananas and they could win that game.
Well, yeah, if they're the 9 and Atlanta's the 10, and that's a one
game college basketball kind of situation.
Well, that's not the spot you want to be in, though.
No. No. And how about that? Either Durant and Irving and Simmons, if he somehow makes it back, or Trae Young will play one game and be done.
I couldn't even imagine.
One game and that's it.
I couldn't even imagine the level of frustration and disappointment if they finish the 9 and lose to Atlanta in the first game.
You could listen, I know this is hyperbole, but could you not argue it might be the biggest disappointment in NBA history?
Oh, you could argue it, yeah. And you'd have a compelling argument.
If this team doesn't even get into like the body of the postseason.
It's not even the postseason, it's not the postseason, it's the play-in. I mean, the NBA frames it as the play-in.
Right, it's the play-in to get into the postseason. And if you don't even win a game in that, and you're one game and done,
forget it.
That would be grotesque. Teddy in Lindenhurst. Teddy, you're next up on 98.7.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
It's going great.
I want to make... So, Dave, before I make my point, I want to give you a fair warning. If you go to the game with Rick, just know with how passionate you are, he's going there hoping that the Rangers lose to see your reaction. Just giving you a warning.
No, I hate it.
Is
Teddy,
that
I'm
true?
Telling you, no, I hate the Penguins. Despise the Penguins.
But you know how passionate Dave is and how.
No, I know, but Teddy, let me also explain
animated
something.
He is.
Teddy, let me explain something to you. Because we got a funny tweet today when someone tweeted, yeah, talk hockey, you cowards. I would love nothing more than to talk about hockey, but the only time we realistically get to talk about hockey for any length of time is
Rangers
when one
postseason.
Of the teams. That's it. So if it has to be at the expense of them beating the Penguins, I'm fine.
So
with
here's
it.
What I want. Hang on a second now. Hang on a second. I want you to repeat after me. I want the Rangers to beat the Penguins and will root for them in that first round series. Go ahead.
I want the Rangers to beat the Penguins in the first round series, and I hope that they win.
And I will root for them.
There it
and
is.
And I will not root against
them. So my point on Randall and my frustration with them is when we're up 5 or we're down 3 and we need a possession with 3 minutes left in the game, he gets the ball in the low post, he slows it down, dribble, 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 hits off his foot, regathers, dribble, dribble, turn, and one of three things happens. He either shoots it and hits the back of the rim, he passes it with 2 seconds left in the shot clock, or he gets fouled and he complains, or he thinks he gets fouled and he complains. Transition shot, momentum change, and the game starts going downhill.
The ball's in his hands too much. I don't disagree with you. I mean, there was a play the other night too, where he tried to behind the they tried to behind the back pass.
This is what he is, though.
Went off Jericho Sims's foot.
This is the player that he is, and so I don't understand why this continues to surprise people.
Well, I don't think it surprises people. I think it frustrates people because
well,
this is the same kind of Randall you saw last year.
But at some point, you have to just this is what it's going to be. He's going to take the court. And oftentimes he's going to dribble, 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 take some awful fadeaway 18-footer with 3 seconds on the shot clock, and it's just going to that's how the game goes. That's what it is with him.
The Knicks need an established point guard.
Desperately.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Some of us were Eric Church fans before this.
Yeah, I don't know how far back you go with EC, but guys like me back off his 06 Sinners Like Me album, that's a good one.
You are something else.
What do you mean?
Nah, I give you credit, man. I mean, with everything going on, the fact that this was now going to be your focus where you would know all this stuff, it's impressive.
I studied. This is what I do.
I know you studied.
I study Eric Church. He's a man who's made life decisions, which I completely agree with. Right? Final Four, Carolina Duke. He's a Carolina fan. Has a concert, 20,000 people, San Antonio. You know what? I can't do the show. That's what I want to be involved with. It's RJ, book guy. Eric Church. Book him for the show.
He's probably available since he's blowing off all his concerts.
Why don't you send in a request? We can get Eric Church on the show tomorrow. Help us break down Duke and Carolina and find out, you know, the thought process behind canceling that show.
Well said. Well said.
Thank you.
That'd be a nice get, RJ. It would be.
What will? Honestly, will you just a request goes out? Would you send that?
I'll put it in a request.
Okay.
RJ's
not
happy with
Eric
Church,
though. Do you think Eric Church gets to come on Sports Talk Radio and break down Carolina and Duke?
Now, because of this, probably a lot.
Oh, maybe. But you know what? In New York, how many?
Probably just us.
Okay, there you go. So come on, Eric Church, let's go.
RJ, you get this done. I mean, you want to go to Vegas, wherever you want to go, it's done. Dave will fly you wherever you want to go.
What do you mean if he gets it done? This is on the impetus of my suggesting him reaching out and getting Eric Church.
Yeah, but you're not reaching out. RJ would be. RJ is the one that's going to have to do it.
You know what? Maybe I'll reach out too.
Maybe you should.
Maybe I will.
You got a lot of connections, you.
Maybe I'm going to reach out to Eric Church and try to get him on the show tomorrow. I'm going to reach out to his people. He probably has people, right?
He's got multiple people.
All right. I'm going to reach out to
Eric.
How about
he responds himself? It's probably ericchurch@gmail.com.
Well, it could be ericchurch@ericchurch.com.
It's probably it.
Right?
You laugh. Remember the Hurricane Peter McNeely?
The guy that fought Tyson?
No, yeah. His phone number was listed, and he actually left his own. His voicemail was himself going, "You've reached the Hurricane Peter McNeely." And we would call him and leave messages.
How did you ever learn that this was going on?
Because we found his number. We were like, oh, I wonder if his number's listed. And it was listed, and we called it.
This was when you were like Pete Such High School, right?
Maybe a little bit. Yeah, right. A little bit before high school.
That's kind of pathetic that you were looking up Peter McNeely's number.
Oh, he was fighting Tyson. It was a big deal. It was the Hurricane.
No, I'm not saying that the fight wasn't interesting and you didn't want to watch that, but the fact that you were crank calling Peter McNeely?
Yeah, we had a lot of free time on our hands,
yeah,
I guess.
Clearly. The Final Four tips off in New Orleans this Saturday. Kansas and Nova, they get the action started in the first game. That's a 6:09 tip off, followed by the Eric Church special, Duke and Carolina in the late game. That'll get going at 8:49. This 98.7 ESPN Hoops update brought to you by Cityside Medical, the ED specialist. All right, Todd McShay, and we all love Todd McShay. He was on the Michael Kay Show yesterday, was asked what the Giants' approach is with the quarterback situation.
They're certainly not going to draft one this year. They're going to let him have a one-year tryout, if you will, to see if he can be the guy. And then, listen, he's a great guy, and I hope the best for him. But I would not bet on that. I think that there's going to be a new quarterback, and it could very likely be the Giants in a situation. I'm not saying they're going to pick this high and certainly won't have as many picks, but I think that they could be in a situation where they're trying to move up to get into the sweepstakes for the top two quarterbacks next year, and Bryce Young from Alabama and C.J. Stroud from Ohio State.
Well, we know that they want, right? We've already heard rumblings of this from Joe Shane and company that the Giants would like to trade back in this draft and grab another pick for next year. So if you wind up, I mean, if things don't go well, if they're going to move on from Daniel Jones, you got to figure they're going to be a top 10 pick on their own selection, no?
Yeah, but you also have to take into account, too, I mean, now, I don't know how much you want to believe the whole, you know, Tom Brady eventually ends up in Miami deal, but if, you know, if Miami's one of those teams, I mean, they have two first-round picks next year. I mean, if it, Tua struggles and Tom Brady's not going to be a Miami Dolphin, like, they'll have the two picks to go up and get one of the quarterbacks. I mean, if Carolina doesn't take a quarterback this year, I mean, if Atlanta doesn't take a quarterback this year, I mean, there's a lot of teams still looking for quarterbacks.
And like we've seen, you can't give up too much. You can't. You can't have enough ammunition and give up too much to get that quarterback. If you, if I told you the Giants picked 11th and had to trade 11, say had a, this argument's sake, the Steelers' first-round pick, when Steelers should be decent. So they have 11, they have 16. So you give up 11, you give up 16, you give up at least another one, right? Like the 2024 number one. Is that enough to get it done? Maybe it is. To move up to one of those top two spots and grab the quarterback that you
All right, but look, but here's my point. Because, again, who knows what happens with Kenny Pickett or Malik Willis or if there's one of the receivers or whatever it ends up being. It doesn't feel like right now in this moment, as we sit here today on March 31st, that from what we've been told now, this is what we've been told, that there's going to be much action where teams are desperate to go up and get the quarterback. So there's going to be teams, you know, trying to get themselves up so the Giants can trade back. All I'm saying is this. Is Joe Shane probably isn't the only person, only general manager that's thinking, you know what, don't necessarily love these quarterbacks. I'll wait till next year when, you know, there's going to be,
yes,
it's more of a quarterback draft. So you
Correct.
Have a team like I mentioned, if Carolina doesn't take a quarterback, that's a team that needs one. Atlanta, Seattle, Washington, Detroit. Right? I mean, if that's their mindset too, I mean, it feels like that's what Atlanta's mindset is right now. Like, we'll get Mariota 1 year deal. We're probably not going to be very good, and then we'll address the quarterback next year. And you're right. I mean, you can't. Like, you see where this league is going right now. I mean, if you don't have an elite quarterback, you're going to struggle to get where you
and
want.
And you can't give up too much. I mean, honestly, if you draft well this year and you start to really build the team, and now I'd give up four ones. Would
well,
you?
especially if you feel like you've drafted well and you put a good foundation in place, where now you get the young quarterback, he's on a rookie deal, and we can start, your cap is straightened out, we can start spending money.
That's right, and remember, they have a lot of money, a ton of money next offseason to spend.
The more we talk about this draft, the more excited I get for it.
This coming draft?
Yeah, just because I mean it just. I'm interested to see if teams do get desperate and reach for the quarterbacks. I'm interested to see what the Jets do. I mean, we have 4, 5, 7, and 10.
Doesn't that always happen, though? I mean,
feels like it does, yeah.
Do you ever remember a draft? And I know that Mel says no and Tenenbaum says no. Do you ever remember a draft where they didn't reach for quarterbacks?
No, I don't. But I think we're also at a point now where a lot of teams are more focused now on the ceilings of quarterbacks. Because, I mean, there are quarterbacks like, I mean, Baker Mayfield's not a bad quarterback. He was the first overall pick, but the second you have a chance to get someone like Deshaun Watson, I mean, you do it and then you guarantee him over $200 million. You know what I mean? Like, so that's why I said Malik Willis, because, I mean, Kenny Pickett has the higher floor and he has all the experience and the games and everything else, but as far as the most upside, Malik Willis
yes.
has the most upside.
So I was in the car going to Ben's baseball game yesterday, and I heard McShay on with Peter and Don, and they asked him about Malik Willis, and he's like, he is so far away, like I'm talking years away from being able to play in the NFL. Like he has so much to learn and so much to figure out about the NFL. So I mean, is that what you want, to draft a guy that you're gonna have to wait 2-3 years until he's capable? Because it doesn't seem the way that it works in the NFL now.
Well, I mean,
you don't see that.
How many picks did San Francisco give up for Trey Lance?
3, right?
Okay, are we 100% sure he's ready?
No.
No, but again, you went with the safe play was Mac Jones, but they decided, you know what, we'll go with the upside of Trey Lance and we'll wait. Because again, I mean, that's really what it's all about. I mean, if whoever you draft turns into an elite quarterback, especially with now how long these quarterbacks can play, I mean, you're set. You're going to have a job for a long time.
Once you get the quarterback, everything else falls into place. Everything else.
Well, you got to imagine, I mean, how much easier it makes your job as a GM, right?
Well, because you have the quarterback. So your offensive line is now better. Your running game is now better. Your receivers are now better. It makes it easier on the defense. Like, every single way. Look at the best teams in football. Of the top 10 teams in the NFL, what, 9 have a quarterback that you would look at and say is elite or very, very, very good?
Well, again, because teams are realizing, I mean, that the Rams are a perfect example. They got to a Super Bowl with Jared Goff, but they realized, like, it's just not, like, things have to go perfect for Jared Goff to get to a Super Bowl. When we got to the Super Bowl, it wasn't enough.
No.
So we'll go trade for Matt Stafford.
And then you look at Garoppolo, right? When he had to go, when he had to make the play to win the Super Bowl, I'm sorry, RJ, for doing this, 2 years ago, he did. And they won. Last year, right? Or this past season when they could have beaten the Rams, they couldn't. Why? I mean, he was not good in that big moment. Stafford was. This league is all about the quarterback.
Well, yeah, I mean, go back to the Super Bowl where he didn't make that throw. I mean, I think that's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, it was wide open and he didn't make that throw. Or this year when they had a lead in the fourth quarter and he couldn't make a play. Then they had the ball to try to move downfield and they couldn't even, you know, get a first down, couldn't do anything.
Even the Vikings are another team that at some point is going to have to draft a quarterback.
See, to me, and I don't know if you feel like this, the Vikings are worse than anybody because they'll never be that bad, but they're not good enough that they would ever have a chance to do anything.
No, I know, but they're at some point going to have to. They can't just keep extending Kirk Cousins. Like, at some
point,
they're going to have to take a
swing here.
No
man's land is the worst.
Yeah, I mean, that whole Kirk Cousins thing, he's good. He's fine, but he's just...
fine. He's fine. He's an average NFL quarterback.
I'd say he's above average.
If we played the game where I start to think of 15 guys that are better than him, I can do it, which by definition alone makes him an average quarterback.
I guess, but just the way you sound, it sounds when you say average is... I think
Sorry.
Disrespectful.
Not trying to upset you. All right, let's go. RJ, you're going to be great today. I know you will. Let's see what you got.
If you say something like this.
That's a clown question, bro.
Or like this.
My best advice to you?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Those are the ramblings of what we refer to as a knob.
Yeah, let's go testy and then knob.
And these are Knobservations.
And they are brought to you by Jack Pocket. So, a lot of Eric Church talk. If you missed it, canceled his concert, San Antonio, AT&T Center, 23,000 people. Well, we have more. So, in an exclusive Knobservations San Antonio correspondent statement that has been released to us and the rest of the world, Eric Church said this about his show. And Dave, this is an actual quote. I'm curious how you feel about this.
Uh-huh.
This is the most selfish thing I've ever asked the choir to do, which is apparently is a his fan group, which, Dave, I'm guessing by now you're a part
well,
of.
Obviously, we're the choir, RJ.
To give up your Saturday night plans with us so that I can have this moment with my family and sports community. Woody Durham always said, go where you go and do what you do. Thanks for letting me go here and be with the Tar Heels.
Now, Woody Durham, by the way, was the long time voice of North Carolina basketball.
That's what he said. And that's...
Yep. Yeah, but no one's letting him do it. He's doing it.
I'm glad you picked up on that.
Yeah, no one's letting him do it.
He didn't take he didn't post a Twitter poll to say, are
no.
you okay with this?
I'm in the process of sending an email right now to the choir.
So here's part of the problem, though. From what I can read, Ticketmaster has sent out automatic refund notices, not option for a refund, meaning I don't think this has been rescheduled. That's see you later, thanks and good luck.
I wonder how much this is costing
him, right?
Yeah, but what he's saying is it's not like he's going to they're not saying, hey, you can get your money back or we'll find a different time for the show.
Well, I'm sure he's going to put on other shows, so you just buy tickets for that show.
It might be like next year, though, or somewhere else in Texas.
Well,
he's a busy guy.
Right, that's fine.
How much money is he losing on this deal?
Well, this is a passionate fan. It's not about money.
Like, he's got to be forfeiting his money, right? There's no way that...
Yeah, whatever they paid him to come in.
No, what he's paying them. You got to rent the place.
Right.
Like, he's renting the place out.
So, he doesn't care. It's not about money. See, you're like, hey, A-Rod has his own jet. It's not all about money. Sometimes the passion for the team and the game wins, and that's what's happened here with the EC.
See, what he should have done, what EC should have done, because EC could afford the private jet, is what he should have done is seen if he could have the concert earlier. Do a 5 o'clock show.
The game's at 8:49. When could he possibly have the concert that he could watch the game?
Hey, do a 5 o'clock show. Do two hours straight. Boom. Jump on his private jet. He's there. Done.
I don't think it works out.
You have any problem with him being such a fan of college hoops? And maybe you kind of look ahead. Maybe you schedule an earlier show just in case. So you
no,
can make this
but
work.
He didn't realize
he doesn't
Carolina
have any
had no expectation to get here. And now that they're here, he has to go.
What RJ's saying, though, is he just said he doesn't love basketball the way that
he does.
RJ loves basketball.
He does. He loves basketball. He didn't. And how would he? He didn't know Carolina would be in this position.
He
certainly didn't know they'd be playing Duke in the Final Four.
Defending EC.
And I'll do it again.
Well, he's defending. He does reads for ED. Why not defend EC?
Did you see what the Nationals did yesterday?
Nope.
They allowed 29 runs.
Oh, wow. Well done.
Yeah, I don't have much on this, but when you allow 29 runs... Nats manager Davey Martinez said things got a little out of hand.
Who ended up pitching in that game? Do we have a box score? There's
things
no way those
were
pitchers the entire way through.
No, I did see, I think, Anibal Sanchez, who I didn't know was still playing baseball, apparently gave up at least 10 runs.
10 runs?
Yeah.
It's a good outing.
His Patrick Waugh moment there.
Ty Lue and Daryl Morey are not in a good place. So it started Friday, almost a week ago now. The Sixers beat the Clippers 122-97. Now, in that game, James Harden and Joel Embiid went 18 of 19 from the free throw line. This struck a chord with Ty Lue. He said if you take their free throws away, neither guy would be in the top 10 in scoring in the league. So Moria heard about this and tweeted, "The Clippers offense would rank 30th without free throws."
Wow.
"Say it with me, players are fouled because the other team cannot stop them." So, as the media tends to do, they run back to Ty Lue, and they recite the tweet, and here's what Ty Lue said.
"Should he really be tweeting anything right now? Last time he tweeted, he cost the NBA $1 billion. So, I don't think he should be doing too much tweeting. Just worry about his own team."
Wow.
Radio silence after that one.
Wow. Last time he tweeted, he cost the NBA $1 billion. Woo. Shots fired from
well
Ty
done,
Lue.
Ty Lue.
Mm-hmm.
Ty Lue won that exchange, RJ.
Dave, we
Nebraska. He went to Nebraska.
Not where I was going, but good job. So, Nick Kyrgios, you're familiar with him, yes?
Oh, yes. Very hot-headed Australian tennis player.
Yeah, that would play into what we're about to get into here. He channeled his inner Dave Rothenberg. He didn't assault anyone with a racket.
I was 8.
Well, he's not 8. So, he had a fiery encounter with the umpire, Carlos Bernardes, during this is the fourth round matchup against Jan Sinner at the Miami Open. And here's what the mic picked up.
"Just be fired on the spot. How's that possible? How's that possible? A fourth round of Miami, the biggest tournament, and you guys just can't do your job. It's embarrassing. It is embarrassing. It's a joke."
I can't stand that guy.
I don't know. I don't understand why that's such a bad thing.
Because he has a meltdown. Every tournament he has a meltdown.
Why is that such a bad thing?
That he has a meltdown every single tournament almost?
Well, every tournament feels like a lot. But what RJ just played from yesterday, how is that such a bad thing?
Well, if it wasn't Nick Kyrgios, I don't think it's even a story. But it's him. That's the problem. And the guy's super talented. But, I mean, I'm telling you, when it's all said and done, he's done with it. He's going to regret acting the way he acted.
I agree. Not only will he regret acting like this, this is a guy that if you look at solely like potential and how good they could be and how good he has been in moments, will look at it as a wasted career. This guy should be going to semifinals. He should be going
That's what
to
I'm saying.
Final. Yeah, no, I agree with you. But I don't think that soundbite is that damning for
him. No, but it's not the sound. It's an accumulation of all of it. The guy's way too talented to have meltdowns the way he has meltdowns.
That's the reason the average person knows who he is.
That's it.
Stuff like that.
He's a big meltdown guy, yes.
All right, Raymond.
A man's naked behavior outside of his South Florida home, all caught on camera.
Caught on camera in Florida.
Did it happen in Florida?
That was a man in swim trunks who appeared to fall out of the sky.
Man was arrested for riding his bicycle on the front lawn of a Naples home and telling a woman inside he was an FBI agent.
What's the deal, man? Why are you naked?
So this one, a submission from Rick Bushel, who tweets into the show quite a bit.
He called the K Show defending our show.
He's a big fan.
Yeah. Is it Bushel or Bushel?
B-U-S-C-H-E-L.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a woman in a place on planet Earth, which will go unnamed, who is in a troubled place. Her boyfriend is arrested.
Oh, no.
Not good. Not good. So, he does have bond posted, should someone be able to get there and work that out. So, in order to get him out, you need the bond, which apparently she has, and she needs a way to get there. She does not have that. So, you have to remedy this problem. No car. What does she do? Steals a car. Where does she go with the stolen car? She goes to jail. Like, literally, she pulls up to the jail voluntarily, thinking no one would...
To pick up the boyfriend?
Yeah, to post the bond and pick up the boyfriend. But in the amount of time since the aforementioned car was thefted, the police have been made aware that there's a call out for a missing car, which has now just pulled up in front of the jail.
She made it very easy on them, huh?
she was arrested for illegal possession of stolen things, and both of them ended up in jail.
She seems like a very intelligent woman.
I think she had good intentions.
This is like the woman, remember, Dave, back in the day when the woman had the inflatable pool on her car?
Oh, I
around?
Love that story. I love it. When there were kids in it as she drove from one place to the next.
Yep.
Sounds like that, fun.
That to me...
Oh, got you on this one.
Yeah, you did. I'm going to say not Florida, and my rationale is this. It sounds so Florida that I'm going to use the mind trick and reverse it and say not Florida to RJ.
All right.
Not Florida.
See, I like where your head's at, Dave. I do. I think he's trying to trick us here because it sounds very Florida, and I don't think he's got us yet. I'm with Dave. I'll say not Florida.
All right, Raymond.
See, you guys got me thinking now. I almost said Florida. I feel pretty strongly that this happened in the South, but since the two of you are going that way, and you haven't steered me wrong yet, I will say not Florida.
Oh, you guys are so good, especially Ray. Louisiana, not far off.
Oh, right there.
Florida. Yeah, right there.
Florida's third cousin, Louisiana.
That is what they call it.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.